This is The Youngblood Life.
Hey guys, what's going on?
So, the other night, Shannon and I went to go see a movie.
We did, Glass.
It is a part of a trilogy that I don't think most people knew it was a trilogy.
I think people just thought it was part two.
Well, no.
It was like part two and a half.
Once they saw Split, then they knew it was a trilogy because they basically, well, all M. Night Shyamalan did was open up three different characters.
Right.
Or two different characters into three different movies.
Right.
So, anyway. Excuse me. Anyway, we went to go see this movie, Glass. And I have my opinion about it. Shannon has her opinion about it. We're going to give away spoilers, so if you don't want to hear spoilers,
get off now.
Turn it off. So, what was your thoughts at first, Shannon?
At first, I was like, oh, this is a great movie and everything, and I was really enjoying it. Really liked Kevin and all his many personalities.
Okay, so you like the guy that was in the movie Split, all his many personalities and how he...
Yeah, I think he played all the characters really well. I definitely could not have done something like that, because I would have been... probably switching from one to one that I wasn't supposed to, or having a fake.
Well, I mean, he's a good actor.
He really is.
Well, so bottom line, I mean, I have to say, I liked the movie. It was good. Didn't end how I would have wanted it to
end. No way. I hate more than anything how it ended.
Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
It brings up a whole...
Glass dies.
Yeah, Glass dies.
I mean, Bruce Willis dies.
His character, yeah.
The guy who plays Kevin and how his personality dies. They all die. Every one of them.
So, I give it a win for M. Night Shyamalan.
Right.
Because he's had some really crappy movies.
He had some really bad ones lately.
He had some good ones. I mean, Last Airbender, he destroyed that entire great...
I hate Aang.
Nickelodeon series, and he turned it into something new. I was excited about it when that came out, but he turned it into something that it was not.
Yeah. Hey, this is Aang. It's not Aang. It's Aang. Aang.
If you listen to the cartoon, it's
Aang.
But yeah, whatever. So, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, is the movie worth seeing, though? I mean, should people just rent it? Is it one of those rentable things? Or something?
Glass, yeah. I think, is rentable. I don't think it's movie theater worthy.
I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money in the theater, so.
Just because people are like, man, part one was so good. Let's see part two. And then part two, I liked how they did. I liked the characters, but I hated the ending. Hated.
Well, just for the fact that it gives him a win. Because, I mean, he's had some bad movies. And he's had some really good movies, too. But once he's written and directed, this one was kind of... He did this one right.
Right.
I just don't like the fact that he killed everybody off.
No.
So I think it should have ended with a hero. But I think that's kind of what he was thinking. Everybody's going to want to end with a hero.
Right.
And I think the hero fact is that with the...
I don't like that she...
All the footage was sent to the people and they sent it...
And they just sent it out. I didn't like that. I think... I don't know. I really hated how Bruce Willis' character died. I mean, I think there could have been more to it and they could have gone further, like... You know, maybe the lady who was really the
evil supervillain in reality.
Right. Could have been captured somehow or turned in and Bruce Willis would have done it. And like
that he
bad
railed.
Guy. Yeah. Bad guy always wins. I mean, a good guy always wins type of thing.
Yeah.
But in this one, the bad person actually won and over everybody.
Well, I think that's the point of why they released the videos, though. At the very, very end when they released videos of the footage of all the people being, you know, captured and then killed and all that stuff, showing them to have great powers. That kind of opened up the door for other superheroes to come out and to play, but also to say, watch yourself.
Right.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think that I think it should have ended differently. I mean, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie, but I
think
really
it's worth
think
$5 in if you get $5 movie
tickets.
Not 15. Yeah, it's not 15. And we paid 15 because we wanted luxury seats.
And for the second time in a row, my heated seat did not work.
Mine worked. My heated seat worked really well.
Good for your seat.
No. But, I mean, so would you say go see it or would you just wait?
I would wait. I would wait to rent it.
So, great movie, but it's a rental.
Yep.
Gotcha. So, anyway, tell us what you guys think. Your opinion, we'd love to know. Go check out the website, theyoungblood.life. We got some new stuff on there. Going to have some good sponsors
got
in there.
Got some amazing
well.
Recipes popping up
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, recipes going to be popping up for food. If you love food, go check that out. Anyway, we will talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Without have no soul.